From the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 4, verse 16. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Glory be to God. Amen. We want to ask a question. What is the meaning of repentance? If you have a son or a daughter, or you ask yourself, how can I repent? And what is the meaning of repentance? Sometimes we imagine repentance means to confess that I am a sinner and I am in need of the forgiver of sins. I am a sinner and I am in need that my sins may be forgiven. Here in Matthew, we heard that the people who sat in darkness, those who sat in darkness, have seen a great light. Then what is repentance, in fact? Repentance means that although I am in darkness, but I am in need of the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance doesn't mean just I say I commit so and so and so. Repentance means I return to the source of light, to the source of life, to the source of joy, to the source of eternal life. Judas repented and he said that he did something wrong and he was suffering and was in grief. But in fact, he didn't repent because he was not looking to the light of the world, to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was focusing his eyes on his sin. On the contrary, Saint Peter, he denied the Lord Jesus Christ and he denied him thrice, although the Lord himself foretold him that he would deny him three times. The difference between Judas and Peter, Judas focused his eyes on himself and he despaired. Peter focused his eyes on the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ and he discovered the divine love in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he denied the Lord Jesus Christ on his way from the court, he looked to Saint Peter. And when Saint Peter looked to the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ, he discovered, this is the lover of mankind. He is my own lover. He loves me. Then repentance, in fact, means to discover the divine love. God is love. And he is love and loves all mankind, regardless what we did, regardless our situation, regardless our circumstances. He loves his creation. And it is his own will that may all mankind enjoy the fellowship with him. I remember once there was a lady and she had 9 children and she was pregnant. And she said, I want to get rid of the baby to make abortion. I said, it is a crime to kill a baby. You have to be cautious, but as you are pregnant, I can't give you a permission. You can see any other priest. And she said, okay. And after she brought for the 10th, I met her afterwards and I asked her, what about this child? She said, oh, the 9, in fact, as if equal to this last one. He is her child, although she wanted to get rid of him, and she felt it was a burden for her to have 10 children. But as soon as she had brought him forth, and she discovered him as her child, she couldn't prevent her love. She loved him. Repentance means to discover that I am the child of God. God is interested in me. God is concerned in my salvation. Saint Augustine used to say, when I look to your love, I imagine that there is no other person whom you love except me. And when I look to your gifts, I feel as if you give me all what you have and none enjoy what I receive from you. Repentance doesn't mean that I say I am a sinner, I am very weak, and so on. Repentance means I am the child of God. God loves me. He is interested in me. He had a special plan for me, and He is concerned in my glorification. All the heavenly hosts are waiting for my returning to heaven as to my own home. Then repentance means to return to God, to return to your home, to feel that you are at home in heaven, not here on earth. And thus, repentance had a sweet taste. Although we may weep, although we feel sorrow for what we have done, and so on, but within ourselves, we are rejoicing because we discovered, we found God who loves me, and me specially. I am special in His eyes and in His mind. The land in the book of the Gospel, according to St. Matthew, the people who sat in darkness, they didn't see anything. They were in darkness. Have seen a great light. They saw the Lord Jesus Christ. And upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. The Sun of Righteousness, as Malachi said, shines on us. And we discover that we were in darkness. Now we are in light. Repentance means to transfer from darkness to light. Not by our own effort, I can't. It is impossible for me to receive the divine light. But it is the pleasure of God to grant me His light and to change my darkness into light. Not only He wants us to enjoy the light, but more than that, As he said, I am the light of the world, he says also, you are the light of it. As I shine on you while you are in darkness, we also, if we have the Lord Jesus Christ within us, we shine on them, not by our own light, but by the rays of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Righteousness. Saint Paul used to say, we who were in darkness, now we became light. Not only we are in light, we became light. صرنا نور في الرب. ولاد ربنا أحبائي شعارين إنه إيدين ربنا شيلاهم شيل أخدتهم من الظلمة ودخلت بيهم إلى النور. نور الحب الإلهي الفائق. للأسف احنا احيانا بنشغل ذهننا بانوار العالم حتى بانوار قرايبنا واقول انا محتاج حد يديني عاطفه حد يديني حب حد يهتم بيا لكن لما بنكتشف حب الله الفائق بيدي نوع من الساتسفاكشن للشبع الداخلي جوه النفس. The Lord Jesus Christ came to our world so that we may be satisfied and not to be empty, not to be in lack of anything. He satisfies all our emotions. He satisfies our hearts. He sanctifies our minds. He sanctifies also our senses and our bodies. We feel we become His own. And every day we have the experience of the renewal, continuous renewal, by the work of the Holy Spirit, so that we may become His icon. The Lord Jesus Christ, as it is said here, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, what he preached, repent. He didn't say repent because you are sinners. Repent or you will be destroyed. Repent or you will be in hell. No. He said, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repentance means to discover that the kingdom of God is at hand. The Lord Himself abides in me, and I abide in Him. It is His pleasure to establish His kingdom within me. And when I look in my depth, I discover there is no trace of darkness in my heart, in my mind, in my body, in my emotions, in my senses. I became a man of God. I became His own child. His kingdom is within me. I am a representative of heaven, not by only by words, but also by my behavior, by my thoughts, even by my dreams. All my life has been changed. I became His child, and the kingdom of God became at hand. I remember once I asked some of the young people in California, what about confession? One of the little ladies said, oh, I'm scared. How can I confess and declare all my thoughts to the priest? It is shameful for me. And all the young people said the same thing. I said to them, what is the meaning of confession? Sometimes we imagine confession just come and say to Abuna, I am a sinner, I did so and so and so. It is from outside. Inside, what is confession? Confession means to be prepared to be the beautiful bride of the heavenly groom. Through repentance and confession, every day I am renewed by the Holy Spirit so that I will be prepared to be the heavenly bride. The heavenly hosts now are eager to see the church as the bride, the glorified bride, who will be united and share the glorious groom, the Lord Himself. Then in my repentance and in my confession, I am looking to the celebration of my marriage on a heavenly level. أنا مدعو أحبائي أن نكون العروس المقدسة الجميلة الحاملة سمات العريس. السمائيون بيشتهوا أن يروا مجد ابنة الملك اللي من الداخل زي ما بيقول المرتل في المزمور 45. إذن في توبتي واعترافي عيني بتركز على أعماقي في الداخل وأشوف نفسي كيف روح الله كل يوم يديني أمجاد جديدة زي ما بيقول بولس الرسول من مجد إلى مجد. Our glory is within us. In the book of, I think, in Zechariah, the Lord said, I will be a fence. I be a fence around her and a glory within her. The Lord for me is a fence to defend me. I am within, if it is correct, within God Himself. He protects me. At the same time, He is within me. He is my glory. In our confession and repentance, we have to remember the last day, not because we will be condemned or judged, but because we are looking for the glorious marriage in which all the heavenly hosts will be, in fact, in pleasure, and they will be very glad that human being who were dust now became the heavenly bride to the heavenly groom. The kingdom of God is at hand. When we hear from the Lord Himself, the kingdom of God is at hand, then we can't ask Him, what about me? Will I enjoy the heavenly life? He would say, do you trust in my promise? I promise you, the kingdom of God is at your hand. If we ask the thief who was on the right hand of the Lord when He was crucified, what about the kingdom of God? He would say, it is at hand. I enjoyed the kingdom of God while I was crucified, while all the society denied me. I know I am a criminal. I am a sinner. I know that the people want to get rid of me. But the kingdom of God is at hand, or at my hand. We can't ask, what about our future? My future is at hand. I enjoy the glory of the future while I am here in this world. Once a young lady asked me, how can I know that I will go to heaven? I answered her. She was in Alexandria. When you will return to Cairo? She said, tomorrow. I said, can you call your mom by your cell phone or mobile and tell her, mom, I will come tomorrow. Will you accept me at home? She said, no, I can't. It is my home. I said, do you trust your mom more than Christ? He said to you, this is your home. The kingdom of God is yours. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Why you don't trust the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ while you trust your mom or your dad and you go at home without a permission from them because it is your home? In confession and repentance, we have to know that heaven is my home. And I never doubt that the gates of heaven are opened specially for me. Do you have the same feelings? Or what about your feelings? إيه رأيكم؟ يعني هل كل واحد فينا كده شعر إنه محمول على دراية ربنا وفرحان به ربنا وأبواب السماء مفتوحة ومستنياه والملائكة بيقولوا له مرحبا بيك في بيتك ولا بيتنا هنا؟ We are here strangers and foreigners, but according to the words of Saint Paul in his epistle to the Ephesians, that we became the family of God, أهل بيت الله. We are members of the family of God. And our place, in fact, is the bosom of the Father and not here in this world. How can we repent and how can we confess? At first, we are in need just a couple of minutes every day to remind or to remember that we are not of this world. We are of the world to come. And to make a revision, not just to say, I did so and so and so and so of sins, but I remember, I am your son. I am your child. I am a sinner, but you are the forgiver of sins. I am by my own will accept darkness, but you are the light of the world. For me, I am very weak. In you, I am very strong. For me, I am guilty. In you, I enjoy your righteousness. We have to every day to remember where we are going, what God has prepared for us. At the same time, as God opened the gate for us we have a response. What about our role? You love me, I love you. You want to see my face, to hear my voice, as you said in the book of the Song of Songs, and you see that my face is very beautiful, my voice is very sweet. I want to see your face, I want to hear your voice. I insist that I will follow you and enjoy the unity with the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, by the work of the Holy Spirit. From my side, I have to be very serious And this seriousness doesn't mean I become sad or depressed. On the contrary, it is my joy that I do that, because it is in fact the reflection of the divine love on me. It is my pleasure to sacrifice even my life as you sacrificed your own life on my behalf. It is my pleasure to speak with you as you speak with me. It is my pleasure to read in your Bible as a personal message sent specially for me. We are in need, practically, to have a reflection of the divine love in our life. Second thing, we have to encourage each other. It is very important in repentance and in confession to have a mutual and communal repentance. I encourage others and they encourage me. Sometimes I am weak, I am in need of the help of others. And my brother or my sister also, sometimes she or he is weak, he is in need of my help. No one, in fact, can be saved by his own self without the help of others. We are the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. The hand cannot say, I am not in need of the leg, or the leg says, I am not in need of the eye. We are in need of each other, for we all are members of the same body, and we can't work by being isolated from each other. We are in need to help. I am weak today, tomorrow perhaps I will be strong. I work with my brother now, he will work with me tomorrow. The third thing, which is very important in our repentance and confession, to know God is the heavenly leader. And when I ask him, what do you want from the church? He will say, I want all the members of the church to be leaders. If a person is a professor in any college, and you ask him, what is your hope concerning your child? He would say, I hope that he will be a professor like me. If a person is successful in his life, he wants his children to be successful. The Lord Jesus Christ is the leader, and he wants every one of us, even the children, even the babies, to be leaders. It is my role to discover that my message in this world is to be a leader. I have a special message from God himself, and to encourage others to be leaders. Not only that I become leader, but also to encourage all the believers to be leaders. I hope that all of us truly enjoy repentance and confession. Glory be to God. Amen.